welcome into another opening day game. In the last podcast, we went over the Atlanta Braves' 7-2 victory over the Montreal Expos. Greg Maddux pitched a complete game gem in that one, and Chipper Jones was 2-for-3 with 3 runs batted in, 2 of them coming on a 2-run home run. In this podcast, we're going to talk about the Philadelphia Phillies visiting the Florida Marlins. The Marlins had Josh Beckett on the mound for this one, so let's take a look at what he did first. Beckett went 9 innings pitched. I know in the last podcast I said that complete games would kind of simmer down a little bit and they wouldn't be as frequent. And they will, I promise. I looked over my scorecards and there aren't too many complete games in the other scorecards that I have here. So don't worry, it's okay. Things will get more realistic. 9 innings pitched for Josh Beckett. He gave up 3 hits, 1 walk, 13 strikeouts, and no earned runs. The Phillies did score 1 run, though, and it was on an error. It was in the 9th inning. Jimmy Rollins reached on an error by the third baseman. He advanced to third and then scored. So that was the only run for the Phillies. Like I said, only 3 hits given up by Beckett. The first one came with 2 outs in the 4th inning, so Beckett retired the first 11 men that he faced. And then Placido Polanco had the other 2 hits in the 6th inning and the 9th inning, and it was just a great outing by Josh Beckett. So he gets the win in this one. He is 1-0, of course, which is good. So now let's take a look at the Marlins' offensive half of the scorecard. Kevin Millwood on the mound for Philadelphia in this one. He went 6 innings, gave up 8 hits, walked 3, struck out 4, and gave up 5 earned runs. So let's see how those runs scored, shall we? Luis Castillo led off the first inning with a single. He moved to third base on a Juan Pierre single. And then he scored on a Ivan Rodriguez grounded to double play. And that was it in the first inning. Then we moved to the fourth inning. Juan Encarnacion hit a solo home run. His first of the year. 1 batted in, as I said, solo home run, so that's obvious. We'll move to the sixth inning. Ivan Rodriguez was hit by a pitch to lead off. Wasn't in the last game, wasn't Robert Fick? Yeah, Robert Fick was hit by a pitch to lead off the eighth inning, and he scored. So I guess in my replay, if you get hit by a pitch to lead off an inning, you're going to score. Ivan Rodriguez, yeah, like I said, hit by a pitch. He scored on a Mike Lowell triple. Yes, I said that right. A Mike Lowell triple. Then Juan Encarnacion cracked his second home run of the ball game. This one a 2-run shot, scoring Mike Lowell. That was it in the sixth inning, and that was it for the Marlins offense. So a good outing from Juan Encarnacion, or a good day at the plate, I should say. He also had a single in this one, so he was 3-for-4 with 3 runs batted in and 2 home runs. As of right now, he leads the league in home runs, so, you know, hold on to that, Juan, because it's not going to be around for long. Rahel Cormier went 2 innings, gave up 1 hit, no walks, 3 strikeouts, no earned runs, so good outing out of the bullpen from Rahel Cormier. I got to start thinking of other ways to describe good games other than outings. All right, so the final score in this one was the Marlins 5 and the Phillies 1. Next game we got coming up will be the Chicago Cubs against the New York Mets. Sorry for the pause there. Kerry Wood on the mound for the Cubs in that one against Tom Glavine. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. See you next time.